After our elite team had turned 16, they were given special permission to either go on missions or to the closest town. Now they were 18 and everyone in town knew them. They especially knew how Rowan and Abrakan would act, so it didn't surprise the people in the town when Rowan ran through the town yelling with Abrakan under his arms. "Roar!" he yelled as he headed straight for the tavern. Meanwhile, Abrakan was under his arm. "Rowan! Rowan, what were you—" He screamed out in pain as Rowan rammed his head straight into the door frame of the tavern. "Oi! Sorry, Abrakan. Didn't see your head there," Rowan said with a chuckle as he set Abrakan down. Abrakan rubbed his head. "I'm amazed I can still think properly with the amount of times you grab me and throw my head into things." Elle and Anora were chuckling. Anora walked over and her hand lit up a tiny bit as she placed it on Abrakan's head.
"Does that feel any better?"
Abrakan stuttered.
Yes, thanks.
Elle and Rowan burst out laughing. Elle put a hand on Anora's shoulder.
"He's fine now, but I think you broke him."
Rowan stepped forward.
"Well, if he is so broke that he can't walk, I'll pick him up again."
That snapped Abrakan back to normal.
"No, I'm fine. I can walk."
To prove his point, he walked into the tavern. The woman who ran the tavern pointed at an empty table.
"You four sit over there. I'll grab you some dinner and something to drink."
"Thanks, Mom,"
Rowan called out to the woman. Rowan was definitely taller and built bigger than her, but the facial features proved that she was his mom. When she dropped Rowan at the camp, she moved nearby and opened the tavern to keep an eye on her boy. After the group was allowed to leave camp, Rowan introduced them to his mom. Very quickly, she was treating them like her own children. This caused the tavern to be one of their favorite hangout spots. As she brought out their food, Abrakan was quick to complain.
"Miss Cecily, your son ran my head into your doorframe."
Cecily gasped at her son.
"Rowan, now you know better. If you damage my doorframe, you better be able to fix it."
Rowan chuckled.
"Sorry, Mom. I'll make sure to keep his head away from entering your tavern."
Abrakan looked shocked.
"But what about my head?"
Cecily chuckled and whispered,
"You have a thick dragon skull. I don't think a little doorframe is going to hurt you that badly,"
she said as she ruffled his hair. She put a plate down in front of Rowan, pulled up a chair, and stared at his son.
"So, what's bothering you?"
Rowan looked at her in surprise.
"Who says something was bothering me?"
Cecily smirked.
"I'm your mother. I can see it in your eyes."
"So?" Elle spoke for him.
"We just lost in a 4-on-1 fight. New guy came in and beat us all in the blink of an eye. It has us all a bit out of sorts. He says he is here to train us, but we don't know anything about him."
A voice spoke behind her. "I'm sorry. I should have properly introduced myself before I did that to all of you. But I wanted to get a sense of how you fought." The group turned and saw Rai standing near the table. He bowed his head.
"I'm sorry for interrupting your conversation. I was told this was a good place to get food that wasn't at the camp. I wanted to see the nearby town and get an idea of the area."
Cecily stood up.
"You may take this seat. I'll fix you something to eat."
Rai shook his head. "I'm afraid they don't trust me enough to sit with them, and I don't want to intrude."
Rowan growled. "Did you just tell my mum no?"
"That is against the rules around here, so you better sit down."
Cecily chuckled as she grabbed Rai gently by the hand and had him sit down next to Rowan. Cecily walked off as Rowan spoke.
"Listen, just because you beat us doesn't mean we hate you. We just don't know you yet."
Elle nodded. "We haven't had someone beat us in a fight since..."
"Wait."
Anora giggled.
"Since before Elle arrived at our camp. We've been sparring together every day and gave each other ways to get stronger. We didn't think anyone could beat us."
Rai nodded. "Well, I was trained by my father as well as other dragons in the council on how to fight.
I've been fighting for a while, and was going on missions by myself since I was younger.
Cecily brought out Rye's food and placed it in front of him. She smiled.
As long as you get along with my son, you're welcome here at any time. I'm like a mother to this group, and if you keep being friends, then I wouldn't mind being your mother too.
Rye looked at her with a sad smile.
Thanks. I miss my mum a lot. She died quite a few years ago, so that means quite a lot to me.
Cecily smiled. Then I hope you do treat my boy right, because you seem like a good guy.
Rye nodded. Thanks, and this food smells delicious.
The group ate their food in as calm a manner as a group of half-dragons could. This day was the start to a whole lot of new adventures and surprises.
This was something El could just sense.
El stared at Rye as he ate. There was something about him that drew her to him. Something different than any other half-dragon she had been around.